أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the entire universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala watches our a'mal, our deeds in this dunya, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala recompenses us. And here is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says with regards to this: وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. Everything is in the ownership of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yours and my ownership of whatever we have is a very superficial ownership. Today we are owners, tomorrow we are gone. If we are not gone, it will go away from us in different ways. And hence, we need to bring this aqidah, this belief, that everything, whatever it may be, however large, however small, everything is in the ownership of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the earth. But the skies and the earth is not the end of everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. So that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will retribute, Allah will compensate those people who do evil because of what they did. According to the deeds, the evil deeds, that is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then punish them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not punish them more than the deed that they had committed, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish them in lieu of what they had done. وَلِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward those who have done good, بِالْحُسْنَى, with virtue, with good. The good that we do in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us in the hereafter. Insofar as the good is concerned, that is multiplication in the courts of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiplies minimum 10 times, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give however much reward Allah Rabbul Izzat so desires. That will depend on our ikhlas, our sincerity, our dedication, our commitment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who are these people that have done good? One quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ. Though they are those who have abstained and who keep away from the major sins, and وَالْفَوَاحِشْ, they keep away from shameful deeds or indecency, إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ, but lamam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lamam the exception. With regards to this word lamam, from the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we had different Sahaba that have explained it differently. Some have said lamam is when a person intends to commit a sin, but he has not committed a sin. Lamam, in actual fact, the literal meaning will be to do something that is foul, to do something that is indecent, to do something that is incorrect. Then some Sahaba have stated that a person commits a minor sin and thereafter he does not make it a habitual thing and he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi and others have stated that a person commits a major sin, but after he has committed the major sin, he does not persist, but then he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these qualities are the qualities of those who have taqwa, those who have done good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them for the good that they have done. When they turn to Allah and they seek forgiveness from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfira. Certainly your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is vast in forgiveness. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing Himself. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing His forgiveness. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's forgiveness is vast. More than the sins that we commit is the rahmah and the maghfirat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these type of ayat should give us great hope in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And obviously we should continue for seeking forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَأَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has the greatest of knowledge with regards to you, O insan, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created you from the earth. Allah Rabbul Izzat has absolute and total knowledge that when we were created, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knew the caliber of people we will be. Allah knows our potential, Allah knew our potential, Allah knew our capability, our takdeer, our earnings, our deeds, where we would be, which part of the world we would be. Everything was known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from eternity. And then, وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ Then a time came that conception had taken place and we were in the wombs of our mothers. At that time, our mothers also did not know who we would be, male or female, what would our deeds be, neither did our fathers know about it. But Allah Rabbul Izzah says that وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ that when you were fetuses in the wombs of your mother, at that time also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had absolute and total and full knowledge of us, how we would be on this world, what would our deeds be like, what would our amal be like, what would our beliefs be like, what our takdeer will be, what our rozi, our sustenance will be. All that was known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we would marry, whether we would ever marry, when we would die, what is the lifespan of that individual. All that is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at that stage, at that point. We didn't even have any sense at that time. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had absolute and total and full knowledge. Hence Allah says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ So then do not purify yourselves. In other words, do not speak of your purity. Do not speak of your purity means that do not talk about how pious you are. Do not talk about how much of amal you have made. Do not talk about your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only Allah knows whether that is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us a very, very important lesson, and especially for a person that now begins to trot the path towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person that makes abundance in his or her ibadat, somebody that excels in their nafil and obligatory prayers, and they make a lot of dua to Allah, they make a lot of tilawat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what is accepted, what is rejected by Allah Rabbul Izzat. We can only make dua that Allah ta'ala accepts everything, but we should not speak about the purity of ourselves, how purified we are, how purified our hearts are. All that knowledge, let us leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us continue excelling in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows best of those who have the quality of taqwa. That knowledge is known to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The real and true Ahlullah, they feel that they have done nothing in this world, no matter how much they have excelled. They feel that nothing has been accepted of theirs by Allah, and that motivates them to continuously excel in the path of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.